One traveler is shaitan, two travelers are shaitan, and three is a group. So three more than two are not shaitan. That part of hadith needs explaining. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he says that one traveler is shaitan and two travelers are shaitan, means that there are more chances for shaitan to mislead a person when he is alone or when they are two. And when there is a group of people, three people, it becomes difficult for shaitan to mislead them. For example, if there are three people, then if shaitan whispered one of them to do wrong or all three of them to do wrong, then each of them don't know what shaitan is whispering to the other three. So it would be difficult for him to follow the whispers of shaitan. So when there are three or more than three, it is very difficult, because it will be very difficult for either of them to find seclusion to carry out the whispers of shaitan. But if there is two people only, then one will be looking after the affairs at home in the hotel, the other will go out shopping. So he is alone, he is also alone. So it becomes easy, because this person knows that for 2 hours he is not going to return. That person knows that he is not with me. So that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ar-raqibani shaitanan. And Ar-raqibu shaitan, if he is only alone, then it becomes even more difficult to abstain from the from following the whispers of shaitan. That is one meaning. Ar-raqibu shaitan wa ar-raqibani shaitanan. And the second meaning is that shaitan is our enemy. So he does not desire to see only our inconvenience in the hereafter. So shaitan desires that we suffer in this world and also in the hereafter. He only offers us luxuries, because for him our destruction in the hereafter is more important than destruction in this world. So if there is a choice between the destruction of this world and the hereafter, then he prefers the destruction of the hereafter. But if he is able to destroy the comfort of this world and the hereafter, he would be more than happy to do that. So ar-raqibu shaitan wa ar-raqibani shaitanan means that if only one person is traveling or two people are traveling, then it becomes more easier for shaitan to cause them inconvenience. For example, if there are three people and one of them was to pass away, the other two would be able to console each other. But if two people were traveling and one passed away, it would be very difficult for that one person. So shaitan will be able to whisper so many negative thoughts in that person and hurt him, inconvenience him. Similarly, if only one person is traveling and he becomes sick, or his means of conveyance has died, the donkey or the horse or the camel he was riding died, what would he do alone? So shaitan will be able to put him into difficulties in that situation. But if there is two people, if there are three people, so when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that ar-raqibu shaitan wa ar-raqibani shaitanan, means that it becomes very easy for shaitan to cause inconvenience to two people or one person from the aspect of this world, and it becomes very easy for shaitan to whisper thoughts and to mislead them and engage them in sinful activities as far as the hereafter is concerned. But if there are three people, it will be difficult in both things. And if there are four people, five people, it is even more better. The more the better. So this is the meaning of the hadith, ar-raqibu shaitan wa ar-raqibani shaitana.
Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has entitled a chapter in his Sahih in the following words: chapter concerning traveling alone. in which he has indicated that it is permissible to do so if necessary.
This is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very, very kind, very merciful, and he was sent by the merciful one. So his sharia, his deen is full of mercy. So this was out of love and mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directed his merciful messengers to teach us these things. So even in this day and age, where a person can travel from Leicester to London in 2 hours on a very safe road, it would be preferable that a person does not travel alone. And if he travels with a companion, then it would be better that instead of traveling with one companion, he travels with two. If for the possibility is there without causing any inconvenience. But it is not necessary. It is not a Shari'i injunction that you cannot travel alone or two people cannot travel alone.
Excellent. Similarly, he has entitled a chapter with the words, "Chapter regarding two people traveling," and has proved that this is acceptable in times of necessity.
So even during the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was acceptable for a person to travel on his own or two people to travel on their own. And even in our times, when there is no need to travel with company, it is better to travel with company.